Our guest analyst this afternoon is Progressive Ag Marketing's Tom Lilja. Tom, let's reflect a little bit on the grain markets today. A little bit kind of up and down for those soybeans.
Yeah, overall, soybeans seem well supported. You looked at the acreage report yesterday. There's 19.5 million acres left to plant versus the March intentions, and we are continuing a wet cycle in the eastern corn belt, so overall, soybeans are hanging in there.
What else has caught your attention today in the markets?
Yeah, the big thing, corn here late last week blew through 454 resistance on the December contract. We were higher in the overnights, and then we backed off, and we were right above that resistance area. So it also seems like the corn market, at least at that level, is supported. There is some buying interest. We're seeing a lot of basis levels firming in the eastern corn belt. Again, there's just an overall lack of planted acres. And emergence was well behind in the last report, so it's pointing to higher propane costs in the fall.
What about the livestock markets?
Overall, we had an upside reversal here Monday. We saw some follow-through buying today. 4th of July holiday is ahead of us, and we seem to be putting in a decent base in that 113 area off the February contract. So overall, the corn markets were a little softer today, and the cattle markets found some support.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Good day in crude oil. Actually, right now that's up about $2 a barrel. So, other than that, spring wheat a little pressured here with some Canadian rainfall and a little bit of harvest pressure with the Kansas City crop.
Once again, we've been visiting with Progressive Ag Marketing's Tom Lilja.